This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's wolves have wandered close to the state's western border over the last month. CPR's Sam Bresch has more.
Colorado releases a monthly map tracking wolf movements. The latest edition shows the state's 21 known wolves, which all have location collars, mostly stuck to the central mountains. But at least one also roamed right up to the Utah border north of Grand Junction. If it crossed, it could reignite concerns about Colorado's reintroduced wolves entering other states where they're far less popular. But it's unclear if that happened because Colorado Parks and Wildlife doesn't comment on wolf movements in other states. I'm Sam Bresch, CPR News.
In Denver, eviction cases are on track to hit record highs. Even so, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the city is slashing funding for eviction prevention.
Denver has a $23 million fund to help people stay housed when they're facing no payment evictions. But Mayor Mike Johnston is cutting $9 million from this year's budget, leaving tenants without city help until next year. The housing department sent eviction prevention groups a stop work order, telling them to hold off for now. Tenants who have been told they would receive city help are worried about what's next. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Marijuana recalls have affected products at more than 400 stores in Colorado, with one of the largest recalls occurring earlier this month. The products, produced by 710 Labs, had mold and yeast counts that were above state standards. Tess Edom, a scientist at CU Boulder, says there's no requirement that cannabis manufacturers identify the root causes of contamination.
That is required in food and in any other consumed good, but it's not required in something that a lot of people use as medicine, cannabis.
Part of that is due to a lack of federal regulation because marijuana is still federally illegal. The rash of recalls have hit the industry while it's in a prolonged sales downturn. This is CPR News.